Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tes. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Deborah Friedman, Devorah Bas Yehoshua Heschel. All the Neshamas we learn for should have an Aliyah. In addition, there are a number of people in the shul that are undergoing procedures or have had their procedures or waiting for the results. Mitzvah Hashem, all of them should have a Refuah Shalema. We begin on the Gemara, Tes Omud Aleph, 13 lines down from the top. And yesterday we had concluded a major sugya for 3-4 days in the daf as to what the purpose of the word aleha was. We're still going to be discussing that a little bit more, but we had said that if you're not using the words aleha to teach us our din of achos ishto and the other derivations that we had from that in Yevamos, then what was the purpose of it? So we went through the sheet of the Chachamim that it was being used to teach us the din by various korbanos chatas, that the rules apply only for a sin that a person, if did it intentionally, would be chayiv korbes, and if he did it unintentionally, then you're chayiv chatas. And that was the derivation that we learned out according to the Chachamim. However, according to Rebbe, who uses aleha to teach us the drushes that we learned in the last couple of days, so we had brought down that Rebbe uses the words v'nodoh hachatos asher chotu aleha to come to teach us that the word aleha that's in that pasuk, asher chotu aleha, you make a hekesh, and you can do both of them, the drushes that Rebbe had from aleha for Yibum, as well as this, you can do both, and you teach us there that the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is only brought for the community when they do such a sin with the Horah it's based in, is only brought for a sin that would be Zodon Kores and Shigiga Chatas. So we continue in that discussion, Asher Chon Tzibur, based upon that drasha, 13 lines from the top, Tes Omut Aleph. So that was the din that Rebbe taught us, how we know that the carbon Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is only brought for a Zodon of Karis and Shigasu Chatas. Asher Chon Tzibur, Moshiach Minolah. How do we know that the special carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings, the Kohen Moshiach, is brought also a special carbon? He doesn't bring a regular Kisba or Seira, but he brings his Par. How do we know that that's the case? Where do we see that that's only for a Chiv of Karis? If he transgressed the sin by his own misunderstanding of the din, that would be a chiv of kares, so then only then does he bring the par of the coin Moshiach. So we know this from the chiv b'Moshiach. It says we're going to the coin Moshiach, li ashma so'om. We compare his asham, his sin, with the nation's sin. And hare Moshiach kitzibur. Therefore we learn out that these dinim are similar, and that just like the tzibur, the par of the tzibur is brought for zodon kares shigasu chata, so to avir by the coin Moshiach. Great. Yochid v'nasi. How do we know that the individual, that when he does a sin, that he only brings a korban chatas if it was the type of sin that if it was done bezodin would be kares? And likewise, if the nasi does a sin, how do we know that he only brings his special sawyer instead of a kizbo seira like the yochid? How do we know that the nasi also brings it only for a zodon chatas? So that we learn out, asya mitzos mitzos. This is learned out through a gzeira shavu with the word mitzvah. By the nasi, it says, asher nasi yechata v'yoso achas mikol mitzos Hashem alokov. And then by the individual who sins, it says, v'yim nefesh achas techeto bishkoga me'am oretz basosa achas mi'mitzvos. So it tells us there the word mi'mitzvos, mitzvos, that's to compare those two, and therefore both of them only bringing a chatas if the sin that they did is they have done it bezodon intentionally, it would be a chiyuv of kares. And this mitzvos, mitzvos is compared to the same word mitzvos that we find in the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and that's where we get this derivation. Then we actually continue quoting the Braisa for the next thing, Lo Bavodos Kochavim, in regards to when the Tzibur does Nebuch, unfortunately, with the Horah of Beis Din incorrectly, the Isser of Avodos Kochavim, they do Avodos Zara, Ela, Dover Shechayev and Azona Kares, Ashigo Chatzes. Also, this has to be something which, if it was done the type of Avodos Zara, that would be a Chiv of Kares, so then you bring the special Korban for the Tzibur. If they do it b'shogeg b'horah, it's based it. Now, tzibur b'avodas kochavim, where do we know that the tzibur goes and brings a special carbon in regards to avodas kochavim? That it has to be a zodon of kares. So that's learned out. Yolif me'ene me'ene. So we had just a moment ago in the pasuk, v'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu v'nelam dover me'ene hakol yosu achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo se'osenu v'yoshemu. So we just had the word me'ene over there, and we also have the word me'ene v'yo im me'ene ho'ida necessar lishkoga yosu kol ho'ida par ben makor echod li'olo v'reach li'choch l'Hashem. So we have the word me'ene written in both of these psukim, and that comes to compare the regular par helam davar shel tzibur with the special carbon that we bring, Rachmanu Litzlan, at the Sibur does Avodah Zarah. And this Xerishov of Me'ene Me'ene teaches us that it has to be the type of level of Avodah Zarah that is going to be Zodon Kares. Now, that teaches us the Korbanos Tzibur. What about Yochid, Nosi, Umoshiach? What about if an individual person, or the Nosi, or the Koy Moshiach, they do Avodah Zarah? So then, if they did it by accident, they bring a Chatos, but it's only if it would be the type of Avodah Zarah, which if you did it on purpose, you'd be Chayiv Koritz. How do we know that? That's brought down from the pasuk that we already had, May the Im Nefesh Achas. We had this pasuk already several times. Im Nefesh Achas, Techas Ebishkoga. So then, it says, this is true for Nefesh Achas. It doesn't define it as to who that Nefesh Achas is. So this would be Echad Yochid, this would be for Yochid, Echad Nasi, the Echad Mashiach, Bimashba. It includes any individual. And from the extra vav that starts off the beginning of this pasuk, the Im Nefesh Achas, so that connects it to the previous pasukim, vav Mosif Al Inyun Rishon, that connects it to the preceding pasukim, which talked about the special korbanos that the community brings, that Tzibur brings, if they, Rachmanu Litzlan, did Avodah Zarah with the authorization of the Beis Din, and therefore, the Yomod Tachton Min Ha'elyon. And therefore, we learn the individuals, the Yochid, Nasi, and Moshiach, from the preceding Psukim, Yomod Tachton Min Ha'elyon, the earlier Psukim are called the Elyon, and that's how we learn out that all of these prohibitions, according to Rebbe, are going to also be a chiyuv only of a chatas when the zodon, if they did it intentionally, would have a chiyuv of kares. Great. So we've solved that problem. Now we have to flip it back on the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, they needed the word oleha, as we said, from Daf Gimel, all the drushes that we had, oleha, it's teaching us achos ishto and the dinim of yibum, that they are in fact noheg, and we needed a pasuk oleha to tell us that they're not noheg. So, hay svara minalu. How do they know all of these dinim that the chatas that you bring is only when you are over a zodon kares? If you intentionally did this, you would get kares. Minolu, where do they know this? So they learn it out. Nafkalhu vidimakare le Rav Yeshua lebre. They learned it out from that which Rav Yeshua taught his son. What did he teach his son? The pasuk tells us Torah chasiel lochem laose bishkaga. This whole pasuk is hoezrach bivnei Yisrael v'lager hagor b'sochom Torah chasiel lochem laose bishkaga. So this pasuk that tells us that there's one Torah, there's one set of rules for all these people. And what is that set of rules? That we have the next pasuk, Nefesh Asher Taseh B'Yad Rama. And the rest of that pasuk is, Min Ha'ezroch U'Min Ha'ger Es Hashem Hu Megadev V'Nichus Ha'Nefesh Ahi Mikarev Amah. This person is being over Megadev, which is a form of Avodah Zarah, and therefore, Huksha Kol HaTorah Kula Le'Avodah Kochavim. Using this pasuk of Torah achas yelochem loose bishkaga. There should be one ruling that you bring a chatas. If you do a certain sin bishogeg, it has to be that the sin, if it was done intentionally, has to be one Torah achas. And that through this hekesh between these two psukim, the smuchin of the psukim, so that teaches us huksha kol haTorah kula avodas kochavim. It's all connected to avodas kochavim. This megadev and ma avodas kochavim dovish chayev and also nuktareis yalshigol chatas. There, the prohibition is that you bring a chatas. If you did something accidentally, for which if you did it on purpose, it would be a chiyuv of kares, so too avkol. When it says Torah achas yelochem, all the others avkol dover shechayav melazon kares ve'ashigol chatos. It has to be for the level of prohibition that if you were to be over it b'mezid b'zodot, you'd be chayav kares. So then, if you're over it b'shogeg, only then do you have to bring chatos. But otherwise, you just have malchus, or you just have to do some other kapara, but you don't have a chiyuv of a chatos. So great. So this teaches us Ashichon Yochid Nasi Moshiach. Great. So we know for those individuals that if they did a level of a sin that would be b'mezid kares, and if they did it b'shogeg, then you bring a chatas. Fine. So this is true Ben Avodas Kochavim, Ben Mishar Mitzvos, and this is true as we just learned across the board, whether it's the category of Avodah Zarah or any other category of mitzvos. But that teaches us only individuals. Tzibur, Avodas Kochavim, Minayin. How do we know that this applies to the Tzibur as well? If Rachmanu Litzlan, the Tzibur, did Avodah Zarah under the Hora of the Beis Din, how do we know that the only time this would apply would be if it was the type of sin that if it was done b'mezid, it would be at least the Chiyuv of Kares? So this is based upon Omar Kro, the pasuk says, V'im Nefesh. Now, this pasuk is dealing with an individual who does a Aveira of Avodah Zarah. That's the pasuk. V'im nefesh achas techet bishkoga v'kriva eiz bashin osu lechatos. And the yilmat el yom itachto. But this is now able to go and learn back to the community, tzibor avodah zara. The yilmat el yom mitachto. We can learn out from the earlier pasuk. We can learn that out mitachto from the later pasuk. And that teaches us that it has to be the level of kares b'meizit in order to have achiv of chatos b'shoke. So the Gemara says, that's fine. Elo tzibor b'shar mitzos minolan. And what about the tzibor for the rest of the mitzos? So that el yom mitachto, we can learn out avodah zara to avodah zara. But what about to all the other mitzos? How do we know if the tzibor doesn't, they have to be on the level of zodon kares minolan? So that we have yolof me'enim yenin. The gezeirah shavah that we had before can teach us this as well. So therefore, the Chachamim, who needed Aleha to teach us the Din Bayibum and Achos Ishto, so they can still also derive all of the different categories of Chatos, how you learn them out, that they have to be Zodon Kores to bring a Shigigoso Chatos. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe, one thing we still have to add on to over here, we said, Torah Achas Yilochem, that Pasuk, Rebbe didn't use it. So what is Rebbe Darshan with the Pasuk, Torah Achas Yilochem? Hi, Torah Achas, my Ovidle. What does Rebbe do with this drasha? So Rebbe needs it for the following. He needs it for the following Bryce's drasha. We do find that there is sometimes a difference between individuals that do Avodah Zarah Rachmon and Litzlan and a Tzibur that does Avodah Zarah, which we call an Irani Dachas. So when a Tzibur does Avodah Zarah, and the din of Irin Hidachas, the majority of the community, in fact, worship Avodah Zarah, so then the punishments are different than when an individual does Avodah Zarah. In what way? Yechidim, if an individual does Avodah Zarah, Rechmon Letzlan, with Edim and Asra, so then Beskila, the punishment that he would get is Skila, stoning, which is, according to the way the Chachamim understand, is the highest level of Misas based in. Lefikach, but since we're giving him such a high form of punishment, skila, so then mima mamonon polit. We don't make that person lose all of his property. Rechon el son, if Ruvain does avodah zara, so his children will still inherit all of his property. We give Ruvain skila rachmon el tzlan, but the property, all of his estate, so the children inherit that in normal fashion. Because we gave him such a strict punishment of skila, we don't do anything to him financially. However, when you have an Irani Dachas, the Reuben, if you have the majority of a city committing Avodah Zarah, so then those people that worshipped Avodah Zarah in that city will get a different Misa. They will get Saif, that's a lesser form of Misa Spasedin. And in that situation, since they're getting a lesser form of Misa Spasedin, so Merubin Misaif, the majority get Saif, but lefikach mamonon of it, since we didn't give them such a harsh misas based in, so all of the money for this Irani Dachas is destroyed. Mamonon of it. And therefore, I might have thought, since there are different punishments over here, skila, you're allowed to keep your money. Saif, you're not allowed to keep your money. I might have thought, yochel machlok b'korbin oseid, that maybe if they did it accidentally, there would be a different korban chatas that would be brought, and not the regular korban chatas. And therefore, Talmud Lomar, Torah Achas Yelochem. That's why Rebbe says we need the pasuk Torah Achas Yelochem to teach us that even though their punishments are different, their bringing of a korban, if they did it b'shogeg, is identical. Now, on this, we have a question. Masik v'l'Rechilkia me'Hagronia. Rechilkia came from the city of Hagronia, asked, Taimo, you're telling me that according to Rebbe, the reason that they get the same punishment is the cause of Rechmona, Torah Achas Yelochem, is only because the Torah wrote this pasuk that there's one punishment across the board, Torah Achas Yelochem. Implication being, if the Torah had not written that pasuk, Kolav Hachi, Hava Mina Nachlok, I would have said that we give them a different carbon to bring, not the regular chatas. If you're telling me the words Torah Achas Yilchem are to teach me you bring the same carbon chatas for these different types of transgressions, if you didn't have Torah Achas Yilchem, you'd have to tell me they bring a different carbon. But what different carbon can you bring? My light to. Let us say light to par. Okay, let's bring a par instead of a kizbo or se'ira, which is what a normal individual would bring. So let's say they should bring a par instead. So then the tzibor b'shar mitzvos u'demaisu. No, that wouldn't be a different korban, because we find that the par helam davashel tzibor is brought by the tzibor. So a par can't be the answer, because that's brought by someone else. So that wouldn't be a different korban. Kisba, should they bring just a female sheep? No, yochid b'shar mitzvos u'demaisu. That's the regular kisba or se'ira that a normal individual brings when they go and do by accident, a sin which if they did it on purpose, they would bring a chiyuv kares, so then they bring a regular chatas. That's a kis basira. So that's yochi b'shar mitzvah through the maisis. So that can't be it. So again, what would the tzibur be bringing over here if you're telling me that yechidim b'skila, mamon and pole, merubim b'sayiv, mamon and ade, so just like they have a different punishment, so they should have a different korban, if you didn't say Torah chas yelachem. What different punishment? Again, par, we already see that brought elsewhere. Kizba, we see that brought elsewhere. So it wouldn't be different. Sar, let's bring a sar. Well, that's by the Nasi. Nasi, b'shar mitzvah su demaisi. That's what the Nasi brings, except when it's avodah zara. So therefore, that's also a regular carbon. It wouldn't be lechalik. It wouldn't be different. Ah, par la'ola, v'sar lechatos. Let us bring a par la'ola. They'll bring a par as a carbon ola, and they'll bring a sar, a male goat, as a chatos. Well, that's exactly what the tzibur does. Tzibur, but what is kochavim u'demaisu? So that wouldn't be lechalik. That wouldn't be a different one. And why would I need Torah chasil lechem to tell me that? Ah, let's left. Elamai sira. Let him bring a sira again. Yochidami hainu korbano. Yochid brings a kizbo or sira. So that's not good. So we're left with nothing else. Now, Tosos, as well as in the Tosos Yeshanim, they both say the same thing, but Tosos Yeshanim says it a little bit more in detail. So I'll read you the Tosos Yeshanim in Dibur Amasko. Laisi partziba b'shar mitzos hu demaisi. V'im tomar, why don't we say over here, v'leim laisi kevis? We didn't go through every possible animal. What about a male sheep, a kevis, or ayil, or a male ram? That would be perfectly good. Either a younger or an older male sheep would be fine. The less they be not, that we haven't brought anything elsewhere, so that could be a perfectly good example. Maybe we should suggest that they should bring a different carbon, a male ram or sheep. No, we don't have the right to make up a new carbon. So therefore, it doesn't mention anywhere that such an animal can be brought as a korban. So therefore, we can't make up a new korban over here for a chatos. Ivim tomar im kein lomelo laharich. Then why do you have to go through the soshak of atarya? Just say, instead, avalei lemifrach, my nachlok, what could you possibly bring? Elaisi korban, disei b'mokum acher. If it's a korban that's already brought someplace else, ain't a nachlok, then it's not different. V'imaisi korban, delaisei b'shul mokum, and if it's a korban that is not brought anyplace else, so ain't lenu levados v'datenu. And if it's a yachin, he says, why do we have to go through the hoshak of Atalia? You could have just jumped straight to this. In any event, we're left with our question, why does Rebbe say you need the pasuk Torah chas yelachem to teach me that they have the same korban? If I didn't have that pasuk, what possible different korbanos could the individual who does avodah zara, Rachmana Litzlan, be different than the community there in Eidachas that does avodah zara, that you should suggest that they bring a different korban? What different korban is there? So Gemara says, no, it's true. There is a different korban. So could I dechamina? You know what I would have said? Ha will v'tzibur b'hora? Since the tzibur is a special, specific din that Beis Din misunderstood, and Beis Din made a mistake, so they did it with Beis Din so raw. So we said in that situation, Maisi par liola v'sor lechatos. So when Beis Din made the mistake, so then there's a double penalty here. You bring the par as an ola and the sor as a chatos. So maybe in this situation, you just flip it around. Inunami naisuifcha. So say in this situation, the Irin Edachas would bring a different korban, and that would be that they would bring a par lechatos and a sayer laola. Oh, that we have examples of, so that wouldn't be strange, but it's different. Alternatively, inami, tzarech vein l'takana. You're right, they'd have to bring something else, but there is no something else to be bringing, so no choice, what can you do? Therefore, without this drosh of Torah chas yelachem, we would have had one of these two answers to give. Therefore, kamash v'lon, Rebbe needed Torah chas yelachem to teach us that no, the Irin Edachas does not bring a different carbon, and they in fact bring a regular chatos, just like all the other scenarios. Now, this concludes these last 4 or 5 days of drushos on the word Olah that started us off, and the other answers that we gave, and the different interpretations from the other answers, how each one deals with each other's psukim. And now we go back to our Mishnah. And we had actually alluded to this when we learned the Mishnah. We said that there are Chamesh Esrei Arayis, and I pointed out that on Daf Tes, when we would get to it, there would be a sugya that suggests that there's not 15, but that there should be 16. And here's where we introduce that sugya. This is a complex sugya. We're going to learn it in a way that's much more simplistic, but I'll point out where we can go on a much deeper level for those that are interested. So I'm a Levi Le Rebbe. Levi was one of the star pupils of Rebbe. We find many interactions between Levi and Rebbe throughout Shas. And Levi was sometimes very harshly spoken to by Rebbe because Rebbe expected so much of Levi. Levi was a great Talmud Chacham, and Rebbe had tremendous ava for Levi and tremendous expectations for him. And sometimes he gave him strict Musar, and he spoke with him harshly when he didn't live up to the high standards that Rebbe had set for him. So Levi had asked Rebbe, "My area, the Tony Chameshesrei Arayas, why did our Mishnah talk about the Chameshesrei Noshim? It should have instead had said, Lisne Sheshesrei Noshim. There should have been 16 women that the Tzara is potter to do Yibam to if they fall Yibam to the brother." Now Rebbe was unhappy with this statement of Levi, and he said very harshly, "Amalei kimeduba li shein lamoach b'kodko." He's talking to Levi, and he says, "It looks to me like you don't have a brain in your head. You're not making any sense. There are only 15, and the Tana of a Mishnah could not list a 16th one." And Rebbe preempts him. He says, "I know what you're thinking of. My daitra, what were you thinking of? That the 16th case would be Imo, his mother, who was Anusas Ovid. You have over here Reuven, Nebuch, his mother, had an out-of-marriage relationship with Reuven's father, and Reuven was born from that. So Imo is Anusas Aviv. His mother is the Anusa, a woman who had been in some way violated, raped, or was willing partner to have relations with Reuven's father, and he was born as a result of that. And therefore, if his brother Shimon had went and married that woman, according to the opinions that you're allowed to marry that woman, which is exactly what Rebbe is going to say, is the wrong answer. So you're thinking over here that this additional erva that we should have listed in the Mishnah should have been Anusas Aviv. So Shimon went and married the Anusas Aviv, and then Shimon dies, and the woman falls to Shimon's brother, which is Reuven, and Reuven, his half-brother on the paternal side, is now having his mother fall to Menibam. So that's another example of Tzara would not be allowed in that situation, in addition to the mother, of course, not being about to be taken under Yibum by her son, Reuven. So the Tzara of Shimon would also not be allowed to be taken. Is that the case that you want to add over here? Imu Anusas Aviv plugs to the review of the Rabbani. This, we had said, is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and our Mishnah is not talking about Ubepluksa lo komari. Our Mishnah is not talking about any machlokas. It's only talking about cases that are accepted by all. Thus, Rebbe is telling Levi, is that what you were thinking? That we're dealing over here with Imu Anusas Aviv, that should be in the 16th case, because that is not mentioned in the Mishnah. So in this situation, it would be a machlokas, because Rebbe Yehuda does not allow, and you can see this in the Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Ubepluksa, the Yehuda Rabbanon, like we learned, Kedamrina, Lael, and Dap Dalid, Amud Aleph, the Rebbe Yehuda Oser the Anusas Aviv. Rebbe Yehuda does not allow a person to go and marry Anusas Aviv. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda, lo mishkachas lo im nofelis lefnei b'no aliyibam, it can't be that Shimon could have married his father's girlfriend, a woman that his father had had relations with. According to Rebbe Yehuda, Shimon is not allowed to marry that woman, and therefore that can never get off the ground. L'Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, Ubanusa, it could happen. But this is therefore a machlokas between Yehuda and the Rabbanon as to which this case could exist or not. And our Tana of our Mishnah, lo Tana lo de Bepluksa lo Kamayre. And Rebbe is telling Levi, the Tana of our Mishnah does not deal with machlokas, and therefore you are wrong for suggesting that there should be 16 cases and not 15 cases. This looks to me like this is not a correct application. As a very interesting aside, the Mefarshim all bring down over here that Rebbe is saying that Artana ubepluksa lo kamayri, implying that it's someone else is authoring our Mishnah. But Rebbe is the author of all the Mishnayis. Rebbe should be saying, ubepluksa, I did not go and include. Why is he seeming to suggest that the Tana of our Mishnah lo kamayri? So some want to suggest, based upon our Gemara and many, many other Gemaras, that Rebbe didn't write every Mishnah. All the Mishnayos were already in existence in various shapes and forms, and Rebbe just redacted them. Rebbe put them into the order that we have our Shas, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And therefore, Rebbe is not necessarily the author of every Mishnah, but he is the one that redacted them. He put them into the order that we have them. However, over here says, Lav Dafka, can you bring a Raya from our Mishnah to this idea? And he brings down that our Mishnah is a number. Chamesh Esrei Noshim. There are 15 women. And this is a series of Mishnayos that we have throughout Shas that are known as numbered Mishnayos. And he says the Anshei Knesset HaGedola themselves wrote this because they're called the Sofrim. They're the ones that numbered things. And therefore, the Maariv Tzchias suggests that while it's true that Rebbe didn't write all the Mishnayos, and you can't expect that every Mishnah was authored by Rebbe, he put them all together, you can't use our Mishnah and our Gemara here as a raya to that idea. Very interesting. Okay. Now the Gemara question is this whole idea that our Mishnah doesn't deal with Machlokes, and that's why Rebbe was upset at Levi. Really? V'lo? Our Mishnah doesn't deal with Machlokes? Vari Isser Mitzvah. Now, Isser Mitzvah, Rashi tells us, we're going to learn on Daf Chof, Kol She Yisuro Isser Erva, if there is an Isser involved, not an Isser of Kares, but there's just a Lav involved, and this is called an Isser Mitzvah. The rabbis, a Mitzvah Derabbanan, the rabbis said, don't do this. Isser Mitzvah, Kagon Shnios, Midivrei Sofer. These are all the, what are called the secondary Arayos, the ones that aren't mentioned specifically in the Torah, and the rabbis added them because they're very similar to the ones that are written in the Torah. So this is called Shnios Midivrei Sofrim, the secondary Arayos from the rabbis, Midivrei Sofrim, as we'll explain on Daf Chof Aleph. So this is called Isser Mitzvah. Now, why is it given the name Isser Mitzvah? So in the Gemara, on Daf Chof Aleph, we're going to see that Abaye says that it's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim, and that's why this is called Isser Mitzvah. And the second possible category here is Isser Kedusha. What is Isser Kedusha? Rashi says, oh, Isser Kedusha, Kigon Shinof L'Lafon of Mamzeris. So if somebody has in Yibam falling to a woman who's a Mamzeris, for example, his brother might have been a mamzer and was allowed to marry a mamzeris, so there's no Isser involved. Oh, Nisina, or he was allowed to marry a Nisina. One of the Nisinim, or the Givonim, that were put into a ban by Yoshua ben Nun, that they're not allowed to go marry into the Kaal. That these are a lav, sheib a lav, choletzes, lo misyabemet. So since there is a lav involved, only a lav, only an Isser of Malkus involved, not an Isser of Kares, so there, technically, the mitzvah of Yibam would apply. The rabbi said, don't do the mitzvah of Yibam, instead do chalitza, so you don't have to be over this lav. So, belav, chaletzes, we apply the din of chalitza, below misyavemes. Choltzim, below alam iser, lav, below kores, lafkui, Yibam legarme. Why don't we say that there's no mitzvah chalitza because there's no mitzvah of Yibam? Because there is a mitzvah of Yibam, it's not strong enough over here, this iser, that is not an Isser of Kares, is not strong enough to get rid of the Yibam, but at the same time, we don't want them to do Yibam, because this is an Isser. So therefore, the Chachamim hold, we don't want you to do the Yibam, as we just said, there is an Isser involved, but do the Chalitza. And Upolig Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that. In Perakacholates, it will have later on in the Masechta, the Dafim Tesamud Aleph, Chayavi Lavim, we'll have a whole discussion over there. If it's a Lav, they have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Kechayvi Krisus, that he holds it's the same din as Isser of Kares, that we don't allow Yibam or Chalitza. Diktani Ezu Mamzer, Kol She'er Boso, Shu below Yovo. Somebody's called a Mamzer even for a Lav. Now, there will be five different opinions that we'll have over there as to what the definition of a Mamzer is, what type of an illegal relationship had to be broken in order to create a Mamzer. So, in that situation, Rabbi Akiva, Olim lav lemiftera below klum ke'er v'gemura. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that even if there was only, quote, a lav, not an isser of kares, Rabbi Akiva holds that that would make the child into a mamzer, and therefore there is no requirement, certainly not to do yibam, but not even to do chalitza. So here, clearly, in the case of isser mitzvah and isser kedusha, the pligi Rabbi Akiva rabbanan, where there is a clear-cut machlokis over there between Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim, yet uktani, the Mishnayos write it down. So how can you tell me the Mishnayos don't deal with Machlokes? They do deal with Machlokes in this situation. So our gives a teretz. Bepirkin lo kamrina. Rebbe was saying to Levi, in our perek, in the first perek, we don't have Machlokes in the Mishnah as one of the cases. No, later on we do, but not in the first perek. More questions this. We're going to learn on Daf Yud Gimel that our Mishnah is only the opinion of Beis Hillel. The Chamesh Yisrei Noshim, the Rapote, the Tzaros, so that's only according to Beis Hillel. This is a famous, famous machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, even though they had such a major opinion difference, because according to Beis Shammai, the tzaros are required to do yibum, and they're not allowed to get married to somebody else in the street without having yibum v'chalitza. Whereas Beis Hillel says they're not allowed to do yibum v'chalitza, and they're not allowed to get married to these people. So Beis Shammai would say that there's a perfectly acceptable marriage here, and Beis Hillel would say that would cause an erva of eishes ach to be occurring, and the child would be a mamzer. So you can have Beis Hillel saying if this marriage of yibum occurred, it would be a mamzer, and Beis Shammai saying it's an absolute chiyuv to do so when you're doing a mitzvah. And yet, you see that this is a machlokas on our Mishnah, and our Mishnah includes it. So how can you tell me that our Perek doesn't deal with machlokas in our Mishnah? So the Gemara gives a fascinating answer. Beis Shammai, B'mokum Beis Hillel, Eino Mishnah. That when you have a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's not called a machlokas, because we paskin like Beis Hillel in the vast majority of the times, so we don't even include Beis Shammai's opinion as a machlokas. And therefore, when Rebbe redacted our Mishnah to write Chomesh Esrei Nashim, he didn't include any machlokas in it. And that's why it's not Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, which is what Levi suggested with Anusas Aviv. And that's why Imo Anusas Aviv is not included, because we don't have machlokas involved. I can tell me Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, that's not considered machlokas, because Beis Shammai B'mokum Beis Hillel in a Mishnah, it's not considered a machlokas. Now, you're still suggesting, Rebbe, that Levi was wrong for bringing up Imo Anusas Aviv, because our Mishnah doesn't deal with machlokas. We still do. But what about the case where we had said, if you had brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and then Reuven died, and Shimon, all the wives of Reuven now fall to Shimon and Yibam, and only then is a child born, a Levi is born to the father. So now, this Levi was never alive when his brother Reuven was alive. It's Kieshu Achim Yachtov, we said. And we brought this down earlier, and we turned to Tesamud Beis, that this is a machlokas, the plige, a machlokas of here between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon, that you can or cannot have this brother in the world under certain situations that would in fact be allowed to do yibum, and therefore our Mishnah is a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon. And nevertheless, Uktani, it's written down there, so how can Rebbe be so upset at Levi for suggesting our Mishnah is talking about a case of machlokas? Our Mishnah does talk about a case of machlokas. Now again, to remind us what this machlokas is, top Rashi, Rabbi Shimon polig be'eshes achiv shloi be'olam. And this we'll see on Daf Yud Ches in the second parak. Umatzrut le chalitza. Rabbi Shimon would hold that you would require Levi to do chalitza in the situation. Again, what's the case? You have the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. They're both married, and Reuven dies, and the wife of Reuven falls to Shimon in Yibam. And now Levi is born. So we'll see, the machlokas is, when is Levi born? Was Levi born beforehand, or is Levi born afterwards? So assuming that Levi was born after Shimon took this wife in Yibam, so then Rabbi Shimon says that in that scenario, this is never Eishes Achiv, this is never Reuven's wife, that he's not around Kieshu Achim Yachtov. Levi's only born after Shimon already married her through Yibam. So from Levi's point of view, this is a perfectly normal, good wife of Shimon. And then if Shimon dies, Rabbi Shimon says in that situation that Levi can do Yibam with her or with any of the tzaras. And this is a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon, who says, yes, you can do Yibam in that situation, whereas the Chachamim say, no, there was once a prohibition of Eishes Ach, even though he never was around at that time, so therefore, you're not allowed to do Yibam with, Levi cannot do Yibam with Shimon's widow, as she was once Reuven's widow, which was, he was not alive at that time. And therefore, according to this, Rabbi Shimon would say, yes, you do have an obligation to do chalitza, whereas the Chacham would say, well, you would not. So here's the case of Machlokas, the plegi Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon, Uktani, and it's written down. So the Gemara says, Binolad ulebisof yibeim lopolig Rabbi Shimon. No, there is no Machlokas in the scenario where, not like I said, that Shimon did Yibam and only then Levi was born. That is a Machlokas. But Binolad, if Levi was born at the time that Reuven wasn't alive, but his former wife, the widow, she had not yet undergone Yibam with Shimon. So at this point in time, Levi is born. Nolad, ulebesof Yibam. Levi was born before the Yibam of Shimon doing Yibam with Reuven's widow. And therefore, in this situation, lo polig Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Shimon is moda in that situation that there is no obligation to do Yibum, and therefore there's no obligation to do Chalitza as well. So here, there is no Machlokis. In the case of a Nolad Usof Yibum, there's no Machlokis, and that's why it's listed in our Mishnah, and therefore Rebbe's exhortation against Levi, our Mishnah's not talking about any Machlokis, is correct. The Gemara says, V'om Rabbi Shai disagrees with what we just said. Cholukoy Rabbi Shimon, Aparishona. Rabbi Shimon seems to say, according to Rabbi Shai, that in fact, even Benolad Usof Yibim, that you would in fact not be over Eishes Achim Shaloya B'Olamo. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shai, the Machlokes between Rehudin and the Chachamim applies in all cases, even Benolad Usof Yibim. So again, the Kash returns, why is Rabbi so upset at Levi? Our Mishnah does in fact talk about Machlokis. Huh, according to Rav Hoshaya, there is Machlokis, Eishesach Shaloi Balamo, whether Nolad Besof Yibim, or whether it was any other scenario, there is a Machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. And yet our Mishnah talks about it, so why is Rabbi so upset at Levi? So the Gemara says, no, because Ha'itosev Rav Hoshaya, because Rav Hoshaya was found to be wrong. And Rav Hoshaya's opinion is ignored, and therefore there's only Machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, in the case where Levi is only brought into the world, he's only born after Shimon already did Yibam with Reuven's widow. There's a machlokus, but that's not what Mishnah's talking about. Our Mishnah's talking about Benola, Lo Besof Yibam, and Lo Polig Rabbi Shimon on the Chachamim in that scenario. So this is why Rebbe is upset at Levi, because there is no such case of Imo Anuses Aviv that should be considered, because that's a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and our Mishnah's not talking about machlokus. Now, looks like we have very little bit left in today's daf, but this is a very, very complicated scenario that I'm going to be talking about. And I'm going to do it on a very superficial level. For those that want to go through this huge, long Rashi here, where he discusses, you'll see in a moment, the applicability of what we're going to say to all 15 cases in the Mishnah. So one can go through this Rashi. There are detailed art scroll notes that actually have several pages that one can go through as well. And we're going to do this in a way that both we keep within the time constraints that we're trying to keep with, and also a way that people can understand it. Now, V'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, and likewise V'chein Tani Rabbi Chia, both Rav Yehuda said over the name of Rav, and Rav's Rebbe, Rabbi Chia, who is his uncle, both of them Rav and Rabbi Chia were the great Tamidim of Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Nasi. So both Rav and Rabbi Chia hold the following: V'chulon, all 15 cases of our Mishnah, all Chamesh Yisrei Noshim, V'chulon, Anikorbem, it is possible to work out that you have, let's set the scenario up here, you have four brothers. You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. They all have the same father. Now, you have Reuven and Shimon marrying sisters. So Reuven marries Rachel, and Shimon marries Leah. So Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. They're brothers, they're married to two sisters. They're two separate brothers, Levi and Yehuda, that are in the picture. What happens if Reuven and Shimon die? Rechman Slan is a car accident. Don't get involved with which one died first. That's not relevant for us in our discussion. Reuven and Shimon both die. So now two sisters fall to Levi and to Yehuda. Now technically, Levi, theoretically, can marry one sister through Yibam, and Yehuda can marry the other sister through Yibam, and they wouldn't be married to Achos Ishto. But here we have what's called Achos Zikukoso, because when Rachel and Leah fall in Yibam, they both fall theoretically to Levi. If they weren't sisters, theoretically, Levi could do Yibam to both of them, because they're not from the same husband. So Levi could do Yibam to Reuben's wife, and Levi could do Yibam to Shimon's wife, or Yehuda could do to both of them, or Levi could do to one, or Yehuda could do the other. They each require Yibam or Chalitza. So, in this scenario, they're both sisters, however, and therefore Levi can't marry both of them, Yehuda can't marry both of them, and since it's Achos Zikukoso, if Levi were to marry one and Yehuda were to marry the other, which theoretically would be fine, except that is no guy that is involved over here with Achos Zikukoso. Zika is this attachment that they both have, since we don't know who's going to marry who. So both sisters, Rachel and Leah, are attached to both Levi and to Yehuda. And therefore, this din of Achos Zikukoso, Rabbi Yehuda Amarav and Rabbi Chia say that we can get around this in selected cases. Bechulon, in all 15 cases that we have in the Mishnah, you could have a scenario that Ani Korib Behen, that Ha'asur Lezeh, Muteris Lezeh, Vasur Lezeh, Muteris Lezeh. So let's figure this out for all one case, and we won't go through all the other cases. Rashi again goes through them. The art scroll goes through them. You're welcome to go and do that in more detail. It would take much more time than the hour that we try to keep our shiur under. So, in any event, let's do it at least for this one case. If, in fact, Rachel and Leah are sisters, but in addition, Rachel had an additional erva, any one of the 15 that we have in our Mishnah, in addition to being a sister with Leah. So let's say Rachel was also his daughter-in-law. So if Rachel was also his daughter-in-law, so Levi is not allowed to go and marry his daughter-in-law, and therefore the sister, the other wife of Reuven, is also not allowed to marry Levi. So therefore, the co-wives, widows of Reuven, cannot marry Levi. They only are zekuka to Yehuda. And vice versa. If Shimon's wife, who is the sister, Leah, of Rachel, if one of those women was also a erva to Yehuda, so then they couldn't fall to Yehuda, they would only fall to Levi. And this way you have Asura Lezeh, Muteris Lezeh. While they're both also to marry Levi in Yibam, they're both permitted to go marry Yehuda in Yibam, and vice versa. The other widows, Shimon's widows, they're Asura Lezeh, they're not allowed to go marry Yehuda, however, Muteris Lezeh, but they're permitted to go and marry Levi. In this situation, Vachosa, Shehi Yevimta, that sister, which is his Yevama, so Choletzes, Omis Yevemis. So then Levi can do Yibam Machalitza with the one that is the sister that's not an Erevah to him. And Yehuda can go do Yibam Machalitza to the one that's not an Erevah to him. There is no Isser of Achos Zikukoso in this scenario. So therefore, Rav Yehuda Amarav and Rabbi Chiya say that you could work out our Mishnah to actually have both of them falling in this situation to Levi and Yehuda, even though they're sisters. Now, there are three ways to interpret this statement of Yehuda Amarav, V'chein Tani Rabbi Chiya. The first way to explain it is Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Amora Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda, Mitargim, he explained this as Mechamoso V'Elech. This is not talking about the first six cases. The first six cases were the daughter or the granddaughter, either the granddaughter through the son or the granddaughter through the daughter. That was the case of the first three, and then we had the wife's daughter or the wife's granddaughter through the daughter or the son. So that was the next three. Those six cases, according to Rav Yehuda, they don't have this din of Rav Chiya or Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. They don't have this application to those six cases. It's impossible to have the Levi and Yehuda scenario that I just mentioned, that it could be Asur Lezeh or Muteris Lezeh, because they hold that you cannot marry Anusas Aviv. And the only way you could have that would be if you were allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. So this could not occur except according to the Chachamim, but it could not occur according to Rav Yehuda. That's why, in order for this to be encompassing everybody, it's everybody, he seems to say, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, V'chein Tani Rav Yechiya, V'kulon, in all of them, it doesn't mean the first six. It means from starting from number seven, from Chamoso, the Eilach, and onwards. Avoshis Obavi, the Reisha, the first three that are his daughter or his granddaughters, the second three that are his wife's daughter or his wife's granddaughters, lo. Avoshis Obavi, the Reisha, lo. Those first six, no. Why not, my Taima? Because Kivan Debito, Ba'onsin, Mishkachas, the only way you could have some of these would be if we allowed a woman who was an Anusa of his father to go and marry the son. So then, Kivan Debito, Ba'onsin, Mishkachas, you can only find some of these cases when you're dealing over here with Anusas Aviv, and that's a machlokes, Benisuin, Lo Mishkachas, you can't find it through a regular marriage. Ah! Benisuin, Kamayri, Ba'onsin, Lo Kamayri. We're only talking about cases in our Mishnah that are Nisuin, real marriages, and not talking about a rape or a mafuta, a seduction that wasn't ending in marriage. So that's Rav Yehuda explaining the statement of Rav Chiya that it's not talking about the first six cases. V'abaya mitagim af bito. Abaya explains that we're dealing here even with bito. We could be talking about an anusa. Bito me anusoso. I Kiman de Ashkuche Mishkaches law, you could find this. Iboy min ha'onsin tehevei, iboy min ha'nisuin tehevei. Yes, some kisterios could be through a marriage, and some situations could be through only onsin, through a violation, a rape, or a mafuta. So therefore, that's why Abaye says that this could even include the first six cases as well. Now, back at the beginning, we said that Rashi says that it's only dealing with Bito Me'an Usaso. Tosfos said it could be Bito Me'an Usaso or Bito Me'nisuin, that they could all fit in. So some suggest that Rav Chiya is not necessarily agreement with the author of our Mishnah, which Rashi understood, as that's only talking about Bito Me'an Usaso, but Rav Chiya and Amar Yehuda Amar Rav are saying that this could even be with Nisuin. Okay, fine. That's the second interpretation. One last caveat on the second interpretation. He adds, that can't be included. Why not? My time, that's exactly what we've been talking about. Even the Rabbi Shimon, who the Mishkachas, it only occurs according to Rabbi Shimon, lo Rabbanon, lo Mishkachas, but it can't according to the Rabbanon. And again, Beplutz, lo Kamayri. Ruchia also doesn't want to have any machlokas, and therefore he's not dealing with that case. Fine. The third interpretation is Rav Safra. Rav Safra, mitar game, af eishes ochiv shaloi b'yolomo, you could have even the case of eishes ochiv shaloi b'yolomo, albeit only according to Rabbi Shimon, but that could also occur. And that is, if you have valibo de Rabbi Shimon, we're dealing with six brothers. Going according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, which we brought down, that says as long as the Yibam took place between Shimon and the widow of Reuven before Levi was born, we said that Rabbi Shimon would allow, then if Shimon died, Levi to go do Yibam with that widow, because he never was alive when she wasn't married to his brother. So the original Isser of Eishesach, married to Reuven when Levi wasn't born, according to Rabbi Shimon, doesn't apply as long as the widow was already taken in Yibam by Shimon before Levi was born. So under this scenario, with six brothers, you could even learn this in our Mishnah according to Rav Safra. And we turn to Yudam and Aleph. And under what scenario? V'simonech, meis nolad v'yibem, meis nolad v'yibem. Now what happened over here? This is a very complicated case, and you can see a diagram of this in the art scroll on page 9b4 under the heading of footnote N. Now, we'll go through this case. It's a complicated case, but it's really not that complicated. It's basically the case that I just said a moment ago with a couple of additional brothers added into the flow. So what you have over here is Yaakov, and he has six children eventually, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and we'll call them Yisachar and Zevulun. Right? Now, Reuven and Shimon go and marry two sisters. They marry Rachel and Leah. So Reuven and Shimon marry Rachel and Leah, Mazel Tov. Meanwhile, Levi and Yehuda are in the picture. They're each married to two other women, unrelated to each other, unrelated to anybody else. So Levi has a wife, and Yehuda has a wife, Nebuch. Reuven then dies. That's the first part of the mnemonic mace. So Reuven dies. His wife, which is one of the sisters, Rachel, she falls Yibam. She can't fall Yibam to Shimon, because he's already married to her sister, Leah. But she can fall Yibam to either Levi or Yehuda, and in fact, Levi will do Yibam to her. But before Levi does Yibam to her, another child is born to Yaakov. Yisachar is now born. Now, this is exactly the case that we just had a moment ago. The Rav Shimon is moded to the Chachamim that if this Yisachar is born and is alive, albeit after Reuven is dead, he's only born then, so it's not Yeshu Ochum Yaakov, but Levi has not yet done Yibam with the widow of Reuven, so then that widow of Reuven is going to be forever usher to Yisachar, even according to Rabbi Shimon. And that's what happens over here. Mace, Nolad, Yisachar's Nolad, and then the Yibam. Now, Levi does Yibam with Reuven's widow, the sister Rachel. Then we have the next part of the mnemonic, Mace. Nebuch Shimon dies. He's married to the other sister, Leah, and before any Yibam can be done, so in this situation, Zevulun is now born, Mazel Tov. Now, Zevulun is the same exact scenario with this widow of Shimon. He'll never be able to marry her, even according to Rabbi Shimon, because he's alive at this time that she is still Eishes Ach and hasn't yet been taken in Yibum. Now, what happens next? Yehuda does, in fact, do Yibum with Levi's widow. There's no problem. He's allowed to. It's not an erva in any way to him. And we're left at this point in time that Levi was married through Yibum to Reuven's widow, and Yehuda is married through Yibam to Shimon's widow. Now, The next part is Levi and Yehuda, unfortunately, dying. So now you have Levi with one of his wives being the former widow of Reuven, and she was usher to Yisachar, but not to Zevulun, according to Rabbi Shimon. And then you have the widow of Shimon, who was now married to Yehuda through Yibam, and she is in fact going to be forbidden to Zevulun, because Zevulun was born before that Yibam took place. But paradoxically, she's actually allowed to be married to Yisachar, because according to Rabbi Shimon, Yisachar never saw her when she wasn't married to a brother. And therefore, you have the paradox over here of Asur Lezeh, Mutar Lezeh, Mutar Lezeh, Asur Lezeh. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you actually have a case over here with the understanding of Rav Safra, when you have this simon of Meis No Levi Yibim, Meis No Levi Yibim, according to Rav Safra, this could in fact be what Amar Yehuda Marav and Rav Chiya are talking about, that this is a machlokes. So according to Rav Safra, our Mishnah does talk about machlokes. Why was Rebbe so upset at Levi? Elo, the Gemara answers, L'Rebbe haniklali lesle. Rebbe doesn't agree with this. He doesn't agree with Rav Yechiah. Even though Rav Yechiah was his Talmud, Rebbe doesn't agree with Rav Yechiah. And therefore, Rebbe's not held to the standard that Rav Yechiah said, that all of these women, however you define all of these women, like Rav Yehuda, like Abayi, or like Rav Safra, all of these women, lesle L'Rebbe haniklali. He doesn't hold. Rebbe, Hani Klali, Leslie. He doesn't hold from these clothes. Now, I know this was very complicated. I'm stopping over here. If you want to go through all the art school footnotes, by all means, do them. They're beautiful. And the Rashi, Tesla Bays, which is very long Rashi, is beautiful. He explains how you can have Asur Lezeh, Mutar Lezeh for all 15 of the Arayis. We just did it for one or two of them as an example, but all of them are able to be worked out, and you go through the diagrams, go through this Rashi, you can see this for yourself. But with this, we'll conclude today's shir. Mitzvah Hashem, I hope most of you are going to come back for tomorrow's shir. We're going to relook at this in an entirely different point of view. I will have a handout of my own for tomorrow's shir, Mitzvah Hashem, so hopefully it will make it a little bit easier to understand. Have a wonderful day.